Welcome to the Guts Church Podcast. My name is Kennedy Shear, and thanks so much for joining us. Today, we have a great word from my dad, Pastor Bill Shear. If this ministry has changed your life, will you let us know? Send us an email to story@gutschurch.com.
Happy New Year. I'm already counting it done. I'm counting 2020 to be an incredible year in our lives. Listen, a year of revival, a year of deliverance, and a year of abundance. And that's what I hear. Man, no matter what's said, no matter what I see, no matter how I feel, I'm telling you, when it gets to my heart, it translates, listen, to revival, deliverance, and abundance. Everything God has promised us requires us to have a kingdom mindset, that kind of mindset, a mindset of revival, a mindset of deliverance. You know what's interesting? Jesus spoke to trees. Jesus spoke to a mountain. Jesus spoke to the wind and the seas. Jesus opened up a grave with a four-day-old dead guy in it and said, come forth. Man, you think about it. No matter what your issue is, listen, 2020 is going to be a year that you just don't get through things, you overcome things in Jesus' name. We're overcomers in this world. Say, I'm an overcomer. Say, Sepulpa's an overcomer. Skychook's an overcomer. Everyone else watching on the internet are overcomers in Jesus' name. Isn't that right? See, this is the idea that we have to have, because what the world the devil wants religion to seep into our lives. And that word's, the original word's religio. And you know what that word, the base definition of it means? Back to bondage. Man, we're not going back to bondage. We're not going back to bondage to liquor. We're not going back to bondage to drugs. We're not going back to bondage to strife. We're not going back to bondage to low-level living. Poverty is not our lives. Man, just because you have money doesn't mean there isn't a spirit of poverty on your life. See, poverty's hand to mouth. Poverty's month to month. Poverty, there's always regret in the financial decisions that you make. But listen, we never go back to bondage, ever. That's not where we're going. Are you ready today? Tell me you're ready. Man, let's get ready today. Is your heart ready to hit a whole new level? See, that's what you've got to decide. Otherwise, it's going to be business as usual. Of the tens of thousands of thoughts you have a day, most of them have been reoccurring thoughts that you've had for years. See, that's why the Bible talks about us having a new mind, that the Word of God renews our mind. Man, there's a renewing that goes on. Why? Because everything else is stale. Everything else is just redundant. See, the repetition of God's word brings life and peace. But listen, the redundance of the world brings regret and shame and anxiety and depression. And let me tell you, I'll tell you, the healed service, every time I pray about that healed service, what rises up in me is the back of depression and anxiety broken in people's lives. Man, you think about that. Man, think about the things that, no matter how depressing things in our life are, that's not the way we receive it. See, it's all about how we receive things, how we receive God's promise, how we receive news, how we receive the facts that come with the news, how we receive that. Let me just tell you, greater is he who's in us than he who's in the world. Three words that represent the directive for Guts 2020. And I believe from the Holy Spirit. It's real simple: revival, deliverance, and abundance. And I'll tell you, I hear the sound of abundance. I hear the sound of abundance of health. I hear the sound of abundance of peace. I hear the sound of abundance of resources and finances. I hear the sound of abundance. Let me tell you, your net income is going to increase in 2020 in the name of Jesus. That's the sound of abundance. See, that's what God gives us. This is what is directly in front of us as we transition today into 2020. Man, 2020 is what we're going to make it. The world's not just going to hand it to us. Let me tell you what's interesting. What's interesting, religion's going to say, oh, the good Lord gives and the good Lord takes away. No, the world gives and the world takes away. Our God's just a giver. He loves us so much that he gives. He gave his only begotten son. See, that's who God is. In Psalm 91 in verse 7, if you could flip there real quickly, it's going to be up on the screen. Write it down in your notes. Take notes in your phone. Man, make sure you go back through these verses today because they're going to be powerful. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Listen, this is a promise that God gives us. Next verse. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Only with your eyes, not with your heart, not with what's based upon God's word. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor any plague come anywhere. Listen. No evil shall befall you, nor any plague come near where you live. No evil shall befall you, nor any plague come near where you live. I said no evil shall befall you, nor any plague come near you where you live. In the name of Jesus, no evil shall befall me, nor any plague come near where I live. No evil shall befall me, nor any plague come near where I live. No evil shall befall me. Let me tell you what this is. It's just sowing seed. It's just sowing seed. It's just sowing seed. And let me tell you what's going to happen. What's going to happen is evil's going to come upon. It's going to go right by. 1,000 may fall at your left hand and 10,000 at your right hand, but you'll not be touched. For he shall give his angels charge over to you. Listen, to keep you in all of his ways. This is an Old Testament type and shadow of what we have today. He gives his angels charge over you. You know what's amazing? There's angels encamped, and I believe them to be warrior type angels that are encamped all about us right now. And I'll tell you why, because the word's being spoken in this place, and they're all magnetized to God's word. And I'll tell you why, the duty of those angels is to perform God's word. The duty of those angels. And then there's other angels that are just here because it's like, wait a minute, these people are assembled that are flesh and blood, that have history, that have storied past, that have records that aren't very good. Yet, you know what? When they speak, it sounds just like God. See, when we speak, here's what Jesus said. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let me tell you, his will is his word. When we speak God's word, it sounds like heaven. See, that's what God does for us. And favor is released in our life, but it's by faith. See, we go through life and what we see and how we feel, how we interact with people, how people treat us, how we've been treated. See, I know there's people that come in here because of the experience you've had with a natural father. Man, you have a hard time receiving the goodness of God. Even from somebody getting up, maybe a type A personality, above middle-aged man, it might be difficult for you to receive. Well, let me just help you. Man, God's word's never going to return void of power. It's always going to accomplish what he sent it forth to accomplish. Let me tell you what Guts Church is about, what Bill Shear's about, what Sandy Shear's about, what the staff is about, what the elders about, what our leader's about, what our church is about, is taking the offensive. Here's how we look at it. It's my ball. It's my bat. We play till I win. There's not a clock. There's not a scoreboard in life. Man, we're going in the right direction, and we're going in the right direction. You know what's going to happen? Revival in our lives, our homes, our church, and our community. Deliverance is going to happen in our lives. Man, God's going to deliver you from poor sleep. God's going to deliver you from the bondage of poverty where you're just living hand to mouth and month to month, and you can never get ahead. Man, you've got to decide what kind of finances you want in your personal storehouse. But I'll tell you what's determined. The way you give is the way you're going to get. See, we get up and give you an opportunity to give. And it feels like it's to pay the bills of the church. Let me help you. God, all the need of this church is met according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Man, what this is the measure. Everybody say the measure. Say it again. Say it again. See, that word measure is a powerful word. God gives us a measure of faith. He gives us a measure of faith. And let me tell you, that faith is built and that faith is developed the way we interact and speak and hear and speak his word. Because faith comes by what? Faith comes by what? Man, that's why we've got to pay attention. Man, there might be something said in this service that breaks everything loose in your life. There might be something said in this service that causes your building, your business to expand by 10, by 100. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter to God to save by many or by few. We always win. Now, thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph in Christ and makes manifest the savor of his knowledge where? In every place. Everywhere the sole of our boot lands, we possess it. What do you mean I own it? No. You take possession of it. That means, that's a dominion term. You have dominion in life. You know, when the flu tries to come to your house, you have dominion in your house. Are you listening to me? You have dominion in your house. The symptoms hit your body, you know what you do? No. I'm going to cast down vain imaginations and anything, any knowledge that tries to exalt itself against what God honors, against the knowledge of God. Do you know God's the healer? Do you know God's the healer? No matter how you feel, no matter what you see, no matter what we've experienced. Do you know God's the provider? Good, not evil. To give you an incredible future and a hope that will never disappoint. See, that's what God gives us. You know what God gives us? God gives us favor. Man, he makes it. You're favored in your comings and your goings in the city and in the field. You know why? Because God blesses you. You know what that word bless really means? It really means it's a lifting. God lifts you up. There's an uplifting that happens in your life. You know what the world brings? The world brings a curse. You know what religion brings? The religion brings a curse. You know what the law brings? The law brings a curse. You know what that curse does? It keeps you down. What parts of your life do you feel like are being depressed or suppressed? See, because the way the devil operates, he operates where he just tries to get into the mix. And him being in the mix, let me tell you what that is. That's depression. Depression in our lives is just when the devil's in the mix. Is the devil in the mix? Is the devil in your thought life regarding your finances? But is there a little bit of depression? I'm not talking about that you're depressed and you need Xanax or whatever, penicillin, whatever they're prescribing these days for it. I thought about some very funny things. Hey, you guys, Sandy's here. Okay, I got to get back on track. No, I mean, really funny stuff. Like, man, I can't believe he said that. I'm glad I came. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, the devil's in the mix. When the devil's in the mix, is the devil, no, let's just stop a second. Is the devil in the mix in your home life, in your marriage? Is the devil in the mix with your children? Is there a little bit of depression? Might not be enough to go see a therapist. Might not be enough to cause you to quit or get a divorce. But then you know what? That's not enough for him. What happens is that depression goes to an oppression. And the oppression is where I believe most Christians live. I'm not talking about just this little bubble of Christians here. I'm talking about most Christians. See, oppression is when symptoms hit your body or a diagnosis comes into your life and you're begging God to heal you. That's when you know you're not hitting the mark. Because do you understand healing? God's a father, right? He's a good father. How many guys agree with that? How many guys believe that? How many guys believe God's a good father? Well, he withholds no good thing from those who walk uprightly. I believe healing to be a good thing. You know, the Bible calls God's healing bread for his children. Not even sweet bread. Just bread. Now you think about that. So now what I've got to do is I've got to go to God and plead my case to be healed. It doesn't make sense. Does it make sense, Jeff? It makes no sense. Does it make sense? No. See, so we look at it, but see what the devil can't do. See, the reason that oppression is that camping place, that place where Christians settle, is because he can't possess you. Because Jesus is, you're born again, but you can be oppressed. You can't be possessed. I don't know if you feel like it's any different to be from the point of being oppressed to being possessed. See, there's depression, there's oppression, and there's possession. Man, there's a lot of people that we work with, people that we interact with, people that we sell goods to or we buy goods from that may very well be possessed. And you know what? The devil comes as an angel of light. So they're not growing horns and they don't have fangs and green stuff's not coming out their mouth. You just look at it and you know what? It just, but what it does is it keeps us in bondage. See, most Christians are in bondage because there's religion in their life and it just brings them back to that bondage. See, it's interesting because Jesus challenges us to come back to our first love. Do you guys believe that? Our first love. Man, I remember my first love with Jesus. It's like all this stuff that I was about in the world, I turned my back on it. See, most of the times, if you guys ever, you've heard me pray what we refer to as the sinner's prayer with people to give their lives to Jesus, right? I'm just praying what I experienced. What I had to experience is I turned my back. Have you heard me say this? I turned my back on sin and I turned my back on Satan and I walk with Jesus now. That's because that's what I had to do. That's what I did in my life. That was my experience with it. I want to give you my experience because why? I didn't have to go to any 12-step. I didn't have to beg God to deliver me from drugs. I didn't. And let me tell you, it was the 70s where it was a plethora of drugs. I just turned my back on it. And you know what's interesting? Is I'm running my race, Johnny, as one who wins. And that, and those drugs, that the liquor and the drugs and the other kind of worldly living was trying to come back and it's catching up like this. You know what I had to do? I just had to run harder. I just had to stay out in front in my life. Man, symptoms try to come on your body. Man, I began to feel them last week, and it's like, no, I got too much going on. Our house is a house of recovery in the name of Jesus. It's not a house where I'm going to give up, where I'm going to curtsy to symptoms. No, you know what comes out of my mouth? I'm the head, not the tail. I'm above only and never beneath. Greater is he who's in me than he who's in the world. Everything I put my hand to prospers, yet no weapon formed against me ever will. See, this is how we go into 2020. All that is seed that I'm sowing, is seed that I'm sowing. And you know what that is? That causes me to run harder. See, that's the parallel in my life. It's favor. What does favor mean? That God endorses your life. There's an endorsement on your life. And it's the Almighty God. It's the creator of the heavens and earth. It's to provide you with advantages. That's what favor is. Where God gives you advantage. You think about it already. Everything you put your hand to prospers. There's no defeat in it. There's no loss in it. We don't speak from a language of anguish or pain in this house. See, what favor is it shows special privileges. See, that's what God gives you. Special privileges. See, but we look at it and think, yeah, but I grew up in a trailer park. No, you know what? You have special privileges on your life. See, I'm not talking about where you grew up. I'm talking about the mindset of your life. Remember the mindset of our life? The mindset has to be God's promises. That's the mindset of the kingdom. Set your mind on these things, the things which are above and not the things beneath. In Psalm 5 and verse 11, but let those rejoice who put their trust in you, O God. Let them shout for joy because you defend them. Well, but it doesn't feel like it. No, we don't live by how we feel. We live by every word that comes out. Let them also who love your name be joyful in you. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor, you will surround him as with a shield. With favor, God surrounds our lives. After everything you've been through, how are you here today? All the hurts and all the pains and all the backhands and all the backbiting and all the backstabbing. All the backsliding that's happened in your life. How are you here today? Because God has surrounded you with a shield. Because God's given you advantage. God has given you special privileges. Favor is just God's grace. God's supernatural ability. God's power that operates in life. It's unearned. It's undeserved. It's unmerited. It's awkward. You don't deserve it. I can't earn it. I just get it. How do I get it? I submit myself to God. I receive his promise. I don't let what the world says or what the world does or what's happening in the world impact my life whatsoever. But you know what? This favor is activated by faith. It's activated by trust. What part of your life do you trust what you see? What part of your life do you trust what you hear, what you feel? And what part of your life do you trust with God? It's never by works. It's never by natural effort. Romans 10, 17, so then faith comes, trust comes by hearing, and hearing by God's word. You know what I believe that to truly say is faith comes by hearing, and you hearing yourself speak God's word. That's where faith comes. Man, faith is generated then in our lives from there. It's favor. It's to endorse. It's to provide with advantages. It's to show special privileges. In Isaiah 54:1, sing, O barren, you have not borne. Break forth with singing and cry aloud. You who have not labored with child. Now listen. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, says the Lord. Now listen. It doesn't look like they have it. Doesn't feel like they have it. But God says there's more with them. Enlarge the place of your tent. This is, I believe, a word for everyone in here. Isaiah 54:2. Enlarge the place of your tent. Let them stretch out the curtains of the dwellings. Don't spare. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. Strengthen your stakes. Make sure your philosophy of life, make sure your doctrine, make sure your theology is solid as a rock. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that which rises against you in judgment, God will condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. No weapon formed against you will prosper. That's the promise that God gives us. This all comes back to righteousness. And I'll tell you, I feel like I'm righteous because I pray. I feel like I'm righteous because I read God's word. I feel like I'm righteous because people call me Pastor Bill. I feel like I'm righteous because I preach. I feel like, and none of that makes me righteous. All of that righteousness stinks to high heaven. This all comes back to the righteousness that God gives us, that he's made us the righteousness of God in Christ. God's favor is on your life because he wants you in your assignment. He wants you in your commission. God blesses everything we put our hand to because we're in a co-mission with him. See, that's what he's given us. From this moment forward, I declare today, I see myself the way God sees me. That's what I declare. I see myself the way God sees me. And you know what God sees when he looks at me? He sees Christ. See, that's not the natural form of Jesus. Jesus is the natural form of Jesus. Christ is God's presence that came in the form of Jesus. God sees me, I'm hidden in Christ. God sees me, I'm highly favored. God sees me, I'm crowned with glory and honor. God sees me as the righteousness of God in Christ. God, I reign as a king in this life. I walk in divine favor, privilege, advantage. Privilege and advantage is on your life because you walk in God's favor. I have preferential treatment in my life. And listen, I grow in wisdom and favor with God and man. That God produces a natural, there's supernatural increase in our life. Any of you guys receive that today? Restoration and prominence in our lives. You're not raising normal kids. You're not raising kids that are just gonna follow the normal cow paths in life. You have the opportunity, you have the advantage, you have the privilege that God's given you to raise world-changing kids, life-changing kids who are victorious in battle. The blessing and favor of God, they're on my life. God's blessing that lifts me, His favor that gives me advantage and privilege. Favor is the shield of my life. Remember what Psalm 51 says. And I arise daily in dominion. I believe that's a word for you too. Daily in dominion. You walk in dominion. What's happening? How do things look? I don't live by how things look. I know the outcome of this situation. Remember, good and not evil to give you a future and a hope. Ever say good and not evil. Say it again. A future and a hope. Romans 8:31 says, what then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who could be against us? If God be for us, who gives a rat's tail who's against us? He who didn't spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It's God who justifies. See, and we're justified by faith, by trust. You just trust God and you're justified. Who is he who condemns? It's Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. He's got God's ear. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, shall distress, shall persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it's written, for your sake we're all killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse 37, yet in all these things, Yet, no matter what's going on around us, we're more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, no matter what happens tomorrow, nor height, nor depth, nor any created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And here's the benchmark of this service today, Psalm 5, verse 12. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. That's who you are. You're the righteous today. You know why? Simply because you paid attention to the preaching of God's word. That makes us righteous. We're just submitting because in the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God. So we're submitting to God. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor, you shall surround him as a shield. As a shield. What's that favor now? That favor gives you a holy advantage. What's that favor do? It gives you special privileges. You're going to see it. God's going to open doors that no man can close. He's going to close doors that no man can open. You're not going to continue to drill dry wells in your life. Wells produce water in the name of Jesus. Wells produce water in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The name above all name. The name above cancer and tumors. The name above leukemia, the name above diabetes, the name above depression, clinical depression, and everything that can be named. Once they name it, we rise above it. And God surrounds us with his favor. There's advantage behind you as a shield. There's supernatural, there's privileges that are surrounding you today. Just receive that word of the Lord. Just receive this favor today and don't leave here the way you came in the name of Jesus.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you'd like more information about the ministries of Guts Church, visit our website at gutschurch.com.